Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Mem Vav. We're going to start the fifth perek. The Mishnah says, Shar Shenaga Chesapara V'nimsa Ubra B'tzida. If let's say someone shar gored someone else's cow, and it was pregnant, and the Uber, the fetus was found on the side, V'ein Yidua Matcha Leinacha Yolda, and we don't know if he had already given birth before the negicha, and then the shar was only mazik the para, it wasn't mazik the uber, or mishenach, or is that shaloi nacha yalda, if it was negeach while it was muberis, and then the hezek was on both the para and the uber. So the Mishnah says mishal chatzin nezek lepara, on the para you pay chatzin nezek, because we're dealing with the shar tam, a tam. That's Negeach, Karen, pays Chatzin Ezek. And that we know was Mazik, so Mele pays the full Chatzin Ezek. But you pay Revi'a Ezek LeVlad. On the Vlad, you pay a quarter Ezek, because you have a suffix. Maybe it was Mazik LeVlad, maybe it wasn't. So the Mishnah goes like the man, the Amma, Mamana Mutu B'Safa Cholkin, it goes like Somchas, that holds that when there's a suffix, you split the money. Here the suffix is you pay half of the Vlad. If you were mazik the vlad, you pay half chatzin nezik, or do you pay nothing for the vlad if you weren't mazik? So you split that and you pay a quarter for the vlad. That's the mishnah, and the gemara says Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmul Zudiv Sumchas. That goes like Sumchas. Tama Mamana Mutu B'Safik Cholkin. That hold Mamana Mutu B'Safik. When it's a Safik, you split it. Avachacham Ma'imim Zek Klal Gadol B'Din Hamaytsim Chaver Olav Harayim. Chachamim say that there's a klal gadol b'din that hamaytzi mechavel v'ra'i, you do not split the money, you leave it by the muchzik. And the Gemara says, why did he say klal gadol b'din? And the Gemara says, two taimim, either to tell you that even when there's a bari v'shema, even when the maitzi says he knows for sure you owe money, and the machzik says, no, maybe I don't owe money, it's bari v'shema. So Shmuel holds lav bari yadif, or the din of Ein Halcha B'mamon Acharayif, like the Gemara said, the case of Hamecha Shor L'Chavei V'Nimsa Nachan, that you sold the shor and it's a Nachan. And the shaila is, why did he buy the shor? Did he buy the shor for plowing? Or did he buy the shor for eating? If he bought the shor for eating, for Shechita, so then it's not a Mekach Tois. It doesn't make a difference that it's a Nachan. But if he bought the shor for plowing, then it's a Mekach Tois. So Shmuel says he can't get his money back. He can't get a refund. Because even though Rav people buy the shor for plowing, but in Alchem Mamam and Achar Rav can't be Maitzi Mamam and Nikataina Leshkita Mechartavlach. That's Baruch the Sugi Sagamar. Now the Shaila is, what's Pshat exactly in Sumchas? Why does Sumchas hold Mamam Amutta Basaf and Mechalkin? Why doesn't he hold of the din of a Maitzi Mechaveh Olav Harai? So first, a few Nakudis in Sumchas. First, Taisis here discusses, Rishainim discussed Ben Ami Marich about this. That could be Sumchas doesn't say his din when you're going Kenegan a Murzik. Could be if someone's holding on to the money, even though it's Mamana Mutta B'Safik, Sumchas does not say Cholkin. The din of Sumchas is Dafka when there is no Murzik. And why did the Rabbanan say, Amaitzim Chalav Arayim, because of the Mari Kama? Even when there's no Murzik, you go bust to the Mari Kama, you go bust to the original owner of the money. If you know somebody owed money, and now you have a Safik, if the money changed hands, there also is a din of a maitzim chavel v'ra'i. You go basa the cheskes marikama. So Sumchas holds you don't go basa the cheskes marikama. If you learn that way, and there's a raya from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf, which is mashma very clearly that way. So Taisa says you're going to have to learn that our case is talking about where the shor was kaima ba'agam. In other words, it has to go like the man the Omer that we had earlier, like Rabbi Akiva, which says Yuchlat Hashar, which says that the shor itself belongs to the nizik. So now, no one's really muchzik on the shor. The shor is ba'agam. The shor is not in either one's rishus. So we don't have a muchzik. The question is, how much of the shor belongs to the Baal HaPara? Is it chatzi nezik lepara and nothing levlad, or chatzi nezik lepara and chatzi nezik levlad? So the question is, how much of the shor is owned by the nizik? How much is retained by the mazik? And if you hold the actual shor belongs to the nizik yuchlan hashor, so then there is no muzik. There's only a cheskes marikama. The mazik is the marikama, and there Sumcha says you say cholkin. Mashengin, if the shor was in the rishus of the mazik actually was holding the shor. So even Sumcha holds you go by some muzik. But there is a tzad in the Rishayna that hold that. No, that even Kenegat Mugzik, Sumcha says, Maman Amut B'Safa Kolkin, and Sama Mechalik between Bari Ubari and Shema Ushema, and it's not Mam Meshav Sugya here. Now, Taisus on Daf Lamed Hey and Beis explains that Sumchus only said his din when you have a Jorah de Mimina, and Taisus explains Jorah de Mimina that Beli Tanish Seim Eshafik LeBezdin, that Bezdin could see the Safik on his own. He says, because if not, then any time someone will walk over to someone and say, your shirt is mine, your coat that you're wearing is mine, so Bezdin's going to say, Cholkim, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, in that case, because it's also masking, I might as well have a raya. You want to say something that I have is yours, you have to bring a raya. Maman amud b'safa chalkin is when it's a suffix, when Bezin sees the suffix. There, in that case, Sumcha says that we don't go bus in a mukzik, or perhaps you don't go bus in a marikama, but you say chalkin, Mashenk and the Rabbanan say, even when Bezin sees the suffix, we go bus in a mukzik. The shayla is, what exactly is the svaris of machalikis? Why does Sumchus hold, even in this case, you don't go basa to Mukzik, you say Chalkin? What's the pshat in that? So, Gepshuta, you might say that the din of a Meitzim Chavel V'Rai is just, we have no idea what to do, so let's just leave it where it is. That's the din of Mukzik, and if you hold Cheskes Marikam, it's also the din of Mukzik, so leave it where it was means leave it where it originally was. And Sumchus says, no, that's not a fair way to do it. Since we don't know, so Mamela, and we have a suffix, so Mamela it's Chalkin. But L'chayim, we have a clearer mashmayisim from Rishayim not that way. First of all, the Gemara here asks a Shaila, Omer Abshmuel ben Achmeni, the Gemara says in Memvava Mebeis, Minayin la moitzim mechaver olav arayim, shenemar mi baldvorim yigash aleim, yagash raya aleim. He brings a pasuk to teach you la moitzim mechaver olav arayim. And the Gemara says, Maskelor Vashi, Alomli Kros Svaruhu. Why do you need a pasuk? It's a svar that a Meitzim Chavel V'Raya. Because the Kovli Kiva Iyu Azul Lebeyasya. Someone, he's the one that has a pain, he has to go to the doctor. So the Gemara says the pasuk is coming for a different thing. Shayna Maske Kasha, what's Rav Ashi asking Alomli Kros Svaruhu? Al-Kachach Simchus doesn't hold of a Meitzim Chavel V'Raya, at least not in the case of Jorah D'Mamayin, and not in the case where there's a Suffolk B'li Tanisayim. So maybe what the Gemara is saying is that the Pasuk is teaching you HaMeitzim Chavel V'Raya, even when you have a Jorah D'Mamayin. And Al-Kachach, that's not such a simple svar, because the Chacham hold that way, but Simchus argues, Simchus says you say Chalkin. So the Shidim Mekubetzis says from the Ra'ah that the Teretz is that Simchus is also made to HaMeitzim Chavel V'Raya. And he says, and in what Sumchus is arguing about the Rabbanan, Lekarayim Mikra Klal, the Pasuk doesn't indicate one way or the other. So the Shaila is, what does this mean? What's the Pshat? What exactly is a Shmum and Achmeni learning from a Pasuk? And a Vashi telling you it's a Svara, which the Rabbanan and Sumchus both agree to, and there's no Rayim from the Pasuk one way or the other. How do we understand that? If the Pasuk or the Svara is teaching you that whoever is holding it wins, and you don't say Chalkin, Sumchus doesn't hold that way. Sumchus says that you say Chalkin. So Taisus in Bava Metzia, and Daf Tzadik Vava Metbeis, he says the Yisoid, and the Yisoid is brought in Kama Achrenim, that the Yisoid of Sumchus is that whenever it is a Jorah D'Mamayna, whenever it is a Suffolk to Bezdin B'li Tanisayim, then they're both considered Mugzakim. They're both the Mugzak. That's the Yisoid of Sumchus. And Taisus goes and explains like this, because the Gemara there is Mavur, that in a case where according the Mishnah happened to have been going according to Sumchus, and the Mishnah was Mavur L'chayr, that Bari V'Shem is Bari Yadif, so the Gemara asked that for a kasha on the man the Omer, that Bari V'Shem is Lav Bari Yadif. So Taisus there asked the following question. He says, but this Mishnah goes like Sumchus. Sumchus doesn't hold the V'cheskes Mamet. He holds, even though someone's holding the money, you still say Cholkin if there's a Jorah D'Mamayna. So mainly he calls Bari V'Shem a Bari Yadif. Mashain Kane, if you all like the Rabbanan, and hold that you say a Meisim of Arayah, they hold the Klal Gadol, but then you don't say Chalkin. Samela, who would then Bari Vashemah? You wouldn't say Bari Yadif. L'chayit should be telling the same Shaila. What's the Rayah from the Mishnah, which is going according to Sumchus, that Bari is Yadif, to the Rabbanan? So Taisa says the following Teretz. Taisa says the Yisayit of Sumchus is when there's a Jorah D'Mamayinah, we say Shnein Mugzakim. They're both Mugzik. And if Sumchus would hold that you say Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif by a case of Jorah D'Mamayna, So too the Rabbanim would zicha hold that way even in the case where one person was completely mochzik. Because you could see misumchus nishma l'Rabbanim. We could see what the halacha is. Whatever sumchus holds, legame bari v'shema, when there's a jar to a minor, that's what the Rabbanim would hold legame bari v'shema when there's a mochzik. Because sumchus also holds as a mochzik. Sumchus holds as both mochzik. So that's a general question. Is bari v'shema stronger than mochzik or not? If it's stronger than Mukzik, then it would work according to the Rabbanan also. And if it's not stronger than Mukzik, then Joy of the Mind, it means that they're both Mukzik. Conscious Asekis brings this in Perik Aleph, and he explains that's also the Pshat why Sumchus holds that Joy of the Mind is stronger than Amari Kama. Because Amari Kama can't be Maitzi from a Mukzik. So Sumchus holds Joy of the Mind, it means that the Shnei and Mukzakim, so the Amari Kama won't be able to be Maitzi from the Mukzik. Perhaps, according to some Rishonim, if someone's actually holding it, that would work even by Jorah de Mamayna. But if it's Kenegan de Marikama, it's not, because that makes a Shnei Mugzakim. But Al Koponim, you see this Yisayt, that the Yisayt of Sumchus is at Shnei Mugzakim. And that's Gufa, the Pshat in the Ra'ah. That's what the Ra'ah means. That Sumchus also holds the Meshkmel of Araya. Sumchus holds the same as the Rabbanan. You go by some Mugzik. The question is, who's the Mugzik? The Rabbanan say, the one who's holding it is the Mukzik. And Sumchus agrees to the Rabbanan when there's no Suffolk that the one who's holding it is the Mukzik. But when there's a Suffolk, Lebezim, Witan, Esayim, so then both of them are the Mukzik. That's what Sumchus holds. And the Pasuk doesn't say who the Mukzik is. The Pasuk says that you can't be Maitzi from a Mukzik without a Raya. But who's the Mukzik? Shenish and Pasuk. So we don't see from the Pasuk like Sumchus or like the Rabbanan. We see from the Pasuk 1 Yisayit that the Mukzik wins. You want to be Maitzi from a Mukzik, you need a Raya. The answer Rav Ashi says is a Svara. Rav Ashi says, Lomali cross Svara, who I know from a Svara the Mukzik wins. But the question is, who's the Mukzik? Sumchus holds that any time there's a Jor Domain, they're both the Mukzik. So that's a question. Is that only Kenegan and Marikama? That normally the Marikama is the Mukzik, but by Jor Domain, they're both considered a Mukzik, and the Marikama can't be Maitzi from a Mukzik. Or is that even when someone's actually holding it, but he's not the Mukzik? When there was no Jorah de Mamayna, he'd be considered the Mukzik. Now there's a Jorah de Mamayna, he's not the Mukzik. They're both the Mukzik. And that's the Pshat and Sumchus, and mainly you can't bring a Raya from the Pasuk one way or the other. But let's try to be maimic a little bit more in this Inyan. What does it mean that according to Sumchus, they're both Mukzakim? What's the Pshat of a Mukzakim? What's the Taitch of Mukzakim? Why are we saying that they're both Mukzakim? What does it mean, Bechlal, and why is it so? So I want to explain a little bit more the svar of a meitzim chaver al v'raya, which again, kipshuta, you'll say, it's a psak sofik. We have no idea who the money is. We can't take it away from the mukzik. We can't take it away from the one that's holding it. Not the pshat that we neman it's his. We don't know whose it is. So maybe we just leave it where it is. That's the chayra, the pshat and a meitzim chaver al v'raya. If that's the pshat, then there'd be no pshat to say that by Jorah de Mamayna, they're both the Mukzik. They're not both holding it. There's someone holding it. So, mainly, if you're going to say by Jorah de Mamayna that they're both Mukzakim, you're going to have a different Pshat and Mukzik. Now, Emesis Rabbi Chanan already asked us in Kovitz Zaris Simenai and Aleph, if the Yisayin of a Maitzi Mechaveil Veraya is Dam and the Kovli Kivi Yi Oslo Be'asya, which means it's a Psak Suffolk, we have no idea whose it is, just leave it where it is. What would be the svara in what most Rishonim hold that Takfakayin Maitzin Miyadai? That means when we have a suffix and we leave it where it is, and let's say the other person grabs it, so now we say, no, we take it back and we give it back to the first person who had it. Takfakayin Maitzin Miyadai. The case was you had a suffix Bechar. Allah is a Maitzwel Varai. You had an animal which is a suffix if it was a Bechar or not. You leave it by the Yisrael. You don't have to give it to a Kayin. But tuk for Kayin, if the Kayin takes it, you give it back to the Yisrael. Why? Now the Kayin has it, you should leave it where it is. The Rambam Taka Paskin is that way. The tuk for Kayin ain't Mitzim Yaday. But Rav Shain and Paskin Mitzim Yaday, what's the Pshan in that? There was only a Suffolk. We just left it where it is. Now we should also leave it where it is. And it's a little bit more than that. Because we see in our Gemara the din of Ein Holchem B'mam and Acharayv. What's the Pshan in the halacha of Ein Holchem B'mam and Acharayv? So the Shita Mekabetza says, "M'shem Rabbeinu Yonasan." This lashon, "Klal Gadol Nasan Moshe Rabbeinu Al Vashol Meshivim Zakenim V'Aron V'Chur." Moshe Rabbeinu gave a klal gadol to the 70 Zakenim and Aaron and Chur Shlo yedinu shuma fukim amayna bedas machras uberuba el beraya. And you should not be mitzi mamon with a svara or with a raiv. You need a raya. Not with a umda, not with a raiv. You need a raya. Svara hu the kavlik iva iwas lebeyasya, which means Moshe didn't have to tell him that it's pashit. And he explains. He goes right to explaining the svara. So you see, this din is a din of a mitzi mamon of a raya, and that din is a svara. And that din tells you you don't go bas a raiv. L'chayr it's a pella. Raiv is a beer b'chol atayir kula. If it's tam a psak suffik, it's a suffik. We have no idea whose it is. So let's just leave where it is. But we don't have a suffik. We have a raiv. We have a raiv. Raiv is a beer. Why shouldn't we be mitzi raiv? Tayr says it's not a raya. Who needs a raya? A raiv is normally considered a beer. That's what the Paiskim said. Is a chumas adash and simin shimam tes, which explains. He asks a question. Why don't you go by mam basa raiv? Raiv is always adif mechazaka. So he says the reason is because chaskas mamun is different because a mitzi mechaveh of a raya. V'roiv li mikri raya. Roiv is not a raya. That's what he says. But the shaila is, what do you need a raya for? So I'm safe in Evan Ezra Simon Pays also explains that. He says, in Bava Kamet says, Ha-Maitzmah of Raya Svaruhu, Man Dekov Lekiva Iyu Azla Bayasa. He says, it's Mavur, it's not a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. But what is it? It's a Svaruh She'en Shum Adam Yachal Ha-Hitzim Yad El Baraya Barura. Even a raiv not. You need a raya brura. He says it's not a chazak at all. It's sveikli otzim kol kach at she'enam yach leitzimene b'lo raya brura. But what's the vart? Hamaisel of raya l'chay means that we don't know. We don't know, right? So l'chay, why do you need a raya brura? What's the pshat in these? What's the pshat in the shita mekavetz of Shemeb Yenison and the Chumas Sedeshin and the Chsam Sefer? They all say that the yisoid of v'nochem moman achareiv is because hamaisel of raya. And Rav is not a Raya, and that's all coming from a Svara of Mandakova Kiva Yosu Bayasya. What's the Pshat in that? So Medansach, the Pshat is like this. There's a Svara Satayra in Hilchas Mishpatim. Bezdin has to nem on a certain way. Bezdin has to make assumptions, because if they wouldn't be able to make assumptions and stick to their assumptions, there's no way to dan a din Torah. Dine Torah work with an assumption, and the Gemara says that this is a Svara. So even though we don't know whose it is, but there's someone who becomes the muchzik. In other words, there's somebody who the pshat is, hagam we don't know. But his tzad to get the mammon is the pshat that pashtus is his. And the other one's tzad to get the mammon is, it could be, but mehechates it's yours. That's the kovle ki'iva iu ozle be'asya. The pshat is that this shtel zavek. There's somebody here who Bezin is going to automatically assume. That's the Svara Satayr. That's the Hilchas Mishpatim. It's his money. And there's someone here who Faket, who we're going to see him as he's trying to challenge our assumption. And even though we don't know who's right. But this is the assumption we're allowed to make. And you're challenging the assumption. And we don't have to change our assumption. And we're not allowed to change our assumption without a Raya. And even Rav doesn't work because Rav is not a Raya. Rav is not going to get us to change this assumption. That's the klal gadol bedin that Bezin's going to assume. And that assumption could come because he's holding it. And that assumption could come because of the marikama. And even sumchas is maskim, when there's no juror de memayna, when Bezin has no information other than the claims that are being made, anyone who's holding it, it's vaday his. You see this yisayt by naskad rababim vavabasharim, and aflam and dalad. Now, the Gemara there is Mavur. If Adam sees someone grabbing something away from someone else, and he claims, you saw me grabbing it from him, but it's really mine. He grabbed it from me yesterday. Just you didn't know about it. It's really mine, and I grabbed my own thing. The second guy is not Neman at all, and the first guy could be Mitzi, or Mitzi it from the second guy to the first guy. And the sight of this din is also Mitzim Chol Varaya. That's Mavur in the Rishonim. Because when someone has something, and we don't know of any previous ownership. The first information we have about this thing is that somebody was holding it. That means he's the muchzik. It's his. He's the muchzik. The assumption is that it's his. How do we know? That's the halacha. That's the svarim and the kovli ki'iva. We make these assumptions. And now that all we saw is the maisa chatifa, we just saw it being grabbed from him, we have to go with that previous assumption that it's his. And zehu, and we could be mitzit from the person who's holding it, mikayach, that assumption. It's not just a din to leave it there. And that's l'kuli alma. That has nothing to do with the shayla of Tekfa Kayin or not, which is the shayla by Jorah Dumayna. If somebody was holding something and we have no reason to think it's not his, that is the assumption. That's the Kayach of Mozik. And that's what the Rishayim and Achrayim are saying. So even if you have a Reif connecting him, it doesn't matter. A Reif also can't challenge the assumption. And that's all part of the Svara. Rav Shmuel Achmeni first wanted to say it's Xeris HaKosov. And Rav Ashi says it's a Svara. Then it's a Svara Satera. Sida Mozik. Sida, somebody would assume it's his. And anyone who's a Meitzi from the Mozik, Hagam, we have no idea. We Neman like the Mozik and I like the Meitzi. So here comes Sumchus now. When you have a Jorah D'Ramayna, Sumchus holds like this. If the pshat is we don't have any information except for their tainus, so then we're going to go bust to the one who's holding it, we're going to go bust to the one who's the Marikama, he's going to be the Mozik. But if we ourselves have the information here, and we know that this is Suffolk, Zog Sumchus, then the halachic assumption is that it's a Suffolk. That means they both have an equal taina to us to assume them. I look at it, it's like Shnayim Ergz and Metalis. Shnayim Ergz and Metalis, the Gemara says about Metziah Dav Gimel, Anan Sandi Demain De Tafas Di Deyu, Vanan Sandi Demain De Tafas Di Deyu. That each one is Anan Sandi, that each one half belongs to him. What's the pshat in this Anan Sandi? Pshat's like this. If someone's holding something, we assume it's his. If two people are holding something. So each one has a kayach to make us assume it's his, but the kayachas, the two assumptions are austere to each other. So mail is the achleiku on the mukzakayas. There's the achleiku on the assumption. So mail, we assume, legabe half, we assume it's his, and legabe half, we assume it's the other ones. That's the nan sadi, the mayat toughest hide the day, or mayat toughest hide the day. That's how nachsech I heard from Shmuel Birmem Zatzal. Zog sumchis. When you have a suffolk lefanenu, the pshat is that each one has a right. Each one has a right to say, I have a kayach suffolk here. I'm a mukzik. In other words, you should assume it's mine. It says they have a tzad to assume it's his and a tzad to assume it's his. So they both have a kayach to force us to assume it's theirs. There's the achleiku on that. They're considered shnei mukzakim ba. And memela, the din of bari v'shem would be the same thing if we have one mukzik. You have Shnei Mokzakim, and also wouldn't work, like Taisa says in Bav Metzia. Rabbi Aaron points out in the Shia in the beginning of Bav Metzia that it's Mavurah from Taisa in the 10th parak of Bav Metzia. Even the Rabbanan agree to the Shnei Mokzakim. They only say that when there's a Mokzik or a Marikama, that supersedes the Shnei Mokzakim. Let's say there's no Mokzik and no Marikama. And the case in the 10th parak of Bav Master was he had a wall that was built by two people. We don't know whose stones are whose. The wall fell down into Rishus She'enisham Shneim. There's no Muxik, there's no Marikama. Taisa says also Bari V'Shemu wouldn't work. You say Achleiku on the wall, and Bari V'Shemu wouldn't work. Because since there's a Jorah D'Mamayna, there's a Safik B'li Tainiseim, so there's Shneim Muxakim. There's Shneim Muxakim, so Bari V'Shemu wouldn't work. So both Sumchus and Rabbanan agree to this Yisai that by a Jorah D'Mamayna is a Shneim Muxakim. Now, the Rabbanan only argue because they hold when one's actually in Taifas, so he becomes the full Mokzik. When there's a Marikama, he becomes the full Mokzik. And Sumchus holds no, that the Jorah D'Mamayna, which gives a din to make the assumption both of theirs, and it should be Achleiku on the Mokzikais, that supersedes, perhaps it supersedes only Marikama according to Sar Mishainim, perhaps it even supersedes Mokzik according to Sar Mishainim. But this is the Machleik of Sumchus and the Rabbanan, and Memela, they're all saying Richtig, that you can't see anything from the Pasuk. The Pasuk just says that there's such a thing as an assumption, there's such a thing as a Mokzik. And when you have a Mokzik, in order to be Meitzi from the Mokzik, you need a Raya. A Rav's not enough. A Bar V'Shemah could be is not enough. You need a Raya Bura. But once Shtel Zavek the Mokzik, that's the Machlaik Yisom Gazan Lachamim. When you don't have a Jorah D'Ramayna, Lekuli Alma, the possession, the holding it, Shtel Zavek the Mokzik, Marikama Shtel Zavek the Mokzik. And when you have a Jorah D'Ramayna, if there's no Mokzik or Marikama, Lekuli Alma, the Jorah D'Ramayna makes them both Mokzik. But when you have Kenegad Marikama or Kenegad Mokzik, there's a Machlaik Yisom Gazan Lachamim. What Shtel Zavek the Mokzik? Is the Jarad Amayna making them both mozik, or is the Marakama making one mozik, or is the holding it making one mozik? That's the pshat in the sugya. Umayin Yana, I want to say a very geshmak shtickle from Reb Shimon Shkab, also karev to the sinyan, also very negated to our sugya. Our sugya stels the vectus halacha of a mitzvah chavei olav haraya. And Reb Shimon Shkab says that achreinim ask a shayla, what happened to the Isser of Safek Gezel? What happened to the din of Safek Dereis L'chumra? How could you keep something because of a mitzvah chavei olav haraya if you don't know if it's yours or not? What happened to the din of Safek Gezel? Like in our Mishnah, we say, according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to pay because of Metzgal V'Raya. But maybe you do have to pay. And why don't you say that if you don't pay your Gazlan, it should be Safek Dereis L'chumra? So he brings that Rabbi Chil Basan is the first one that asks the Kasha. And he says, because either way it's going to be a Safek Zela. Let's say you do pay. So then he's going to have a Safek if he could take the payment. He might be a Safek Gazlan. So either way it's a Safek Zela. So mainly you leave it where it is. You don't have a problem with Safek Zela. So the Achreinim, he says, all the Achreinim ask a kasha on that, because what do you do by the case of Bari Veshema? A guy comes and says, you owe me $100. And you say, I have no idea. And the din is, Bari Veshema, Lam Bari Yodif, we say, Amotzwell Veraya, you don't have to pay. But what do you mean? It's a Safek Zela. He's also going to have a Safek Zela? He's not. He knows that it's his. He knows that it's his. If someone knows that it's his, we're not going to stop him from doing something. If he says he knows for sure it's his, you say clearly you don't know. So you have a Safek Zela. He knows. So male, it's not a Safek Zela on his side. In fact, that kasha, that also in Ochem Amaman Acharoiv, when you have a roiv saying, you say in Ochem Amaman Acharoiv, you don't have to give the money in Ochem Amaman Acharoiv. But for Issa roiv is enough. So the other guy doesn't have a Safek Zela. He has a roiv to be Saimachan. You don't have a right to be Samechan. You're going like the meat. Why isn't there a problem with Safek Zela? So he brings an Urim V'tumim. He brings from Abyanis to Aibshis an Urim V'tumim and Kitzatak V'kain, Simen Chafei. That he says, Be'emis HaKushim Yikar Lesa. He says, because that's the din. L'singzul was said on Gezel Vaday. On Gezel Safek Dalach is a Metzgal V'raya. The Torah never said that there's an Issek Zela when it's a Safek. So Mela, he says, just like you have a din, like Mamzer Safek, Mamzer Vadavoy, Mamzer Safek. When you have a Mamzer Safek, Mamzer Mutami Deraisa. Maybe it's a Mamzer. The Torah didn't ask her a Safek Mamzer. Here also, the Torah didn't ask her a Safek Zela. You say, I might swell Varaya. So, effect of Shimon Shkomp, if you're going to tell me that the Pshanna Maisel Varaya is that the Torah didn't ask her a Safek Zela, so what does it mean it's a Svara? What does the Gemara mean it's a Svara? You need Xeris Akasa to say the Torah didn't ask her a Safek. How could you call that a Svara? You see that there's no Chiddush, there's no limitation on the Lav of Leisigzol. There's no limitation on the Lav of Leisigzol that it's only a Vaday and not a Safek. Because otherwise you can't say it's a Svara. So what's Pshan in the Urim V'tum that says that it's not a Kasha, Kushim Yikar Lesa, the Torah didn't ask a Safek Zela? But where does it say the Torah didn't ask a Safek Zela? Hold my square right, let's learn that from a Svara. So Zogdeh, the Kunches HaSveikis says the Pshat. The Kunches HaSveikis says that the Torah didn't ask a Gzela only what is belongs to your friend Mitzad the Halacha, Mitzad the Din. Whatever belongs to you Mitzad the Din, there was no Isser. So Mamele Vibalt Savak Maman, the Halacha is, the Din is the Mitzvah of Araya. So there's no Isser of Savak Gzela, and he says that's Ke'enze, he says, the Tumim says Ke'enze, that the Torah didn't ask Vaday Gezel, the Torah asked itself a Gezel. The Torah didn't ask itself a Gezel, the Torah only asked Vaday Gezel, So Reb Shimon Shkab is Masbid this onion. And he's Masbid like this. The din of Leisigzel comes noch them that there's Mishpatei HaTorah. The Mishpatei HaTorah, like we were speaking about before, the Mishpatei HaTorah, the Torah has Mishpatim, they come from Svara, some of them, from Svara HaTorah. Hanish Delevek Mishpatim Richtig. Leisigzel is when you're doing something kineged the Mishpatei HaTorah. When you're doing something kineged the Mishpatei HaTorah, that's when it's Leisigzel. When you're doing something in accord with Mishpatei HaTorah, there is no Leisigzel. So Zogdeh Shimon Havana Safek Zela is Aser. But it's very hard to find the case of Safek Zela. Because any time there's a Safek on the Mammon, there's always a Mishpat what to do. There's always a Halacha. Do you say Amasuel Varaya? Do you say Yehemunach et Shevelio? Do you say Achleiku? Do you say Kolom Gava? There's always something to do. There's always a Mishpatei HaTorah what to do. And Lysezel is the pshat that you have to follow the Mishpatei HaTorah. And if it's not yours according to the Mishpatei HaTorah, there's Issa Gzela. And if it's yours according to the Mishpatei HaTorah, there's no Issa Gzela. And that's the pshat. That's what he says. That's the Chayyid pshat in the Kunshi HaSveikas. Now he's very bothered. So what does the Kunshi HaSveikas means? It's me'ain what the Tumim says, that the Torah didn't ask the Vanda Gezel. The Torah only asked the Vanda Gezel. The Torah didn't ask the Sava Gezel. Has no shaykhus to that. I found that the Torah asked the Sava Gezel. It's just very hard to find the case of Sava Gezel. He says he can think of a case. Let's say there's a mandiyam in the Gemara that Gezel Akam is Asr. I mean, Gezel Akam is Mutter. So according to that mandiyam, if there's a Suffolk, if someone's a Yid or a Guy, that's a case of Sava Gezel, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra. Because there, the Mishpatei HaTorah says it's his. Even if he's a Guy. Navas, the Halacha of Lysigzel wasn't said, can I get a Guy? So if you have a Suffolk Guy, so that's a Suffolk Lysigzel. A Suffolk Lysigzel, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra. But he's saying, but so it's not the Pshat, the Torah didn't ask a Suffolk Zela. How could the Kunsh HaSveikas say this Svara is like the tomb, the Torah didn't ask a Suffolk Zela? But anyway, that's how Rav Shimon explains this Svara. That there's no problem with Suffolk Zela because Zela starts when the Mishpatei HaTorah end. Whatever the Mishpatei HaTorah is, that's what you have to keep. That's the din of Zela. So I think that at least the Kunsh HaSveikas learned this way. That's also what the Tumah means. He doesn't mean there's no Issa Suffolk Zela. Avadar Shimon's right. There is an Issa Suffolk Zela. And the Svar of Mandakov, Kiva Yu, Ozla Be'asi, can't tell you that there's no Issa Suffolk Zela. He means to say that even if Kameshmaya Galia, it's his. But since Api Mishpatei HaTorah, it's yours, so Mel the Torah didn't answer it. Because Be'emesin, it's his. Kameshmaya Galia belongs to him, perhaps. But so what? So it's Me'ain like this din, just like by Safik Mamzer. Even if Kameshmaya Galia is a Mamzer, but the Torah didn't answer it, because the Torah only answered it when you know it's a Mamzer. The Torah only answered a Vade Mamzer, not a Safik Mamzer. So too, the Torah only answered, I'd rather the Torah answered Safik Gezel or so. But by Safik Mamzer, they say, Meisro Varaya, even if Kameshmaya Galia is his, but since in the Mishpatei HaTorah there's no din to give it back, then the Torah didn't answer that. That's all they mean. I said very geschmack, b'zei yivur, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Aflaman of the day says, that Rav Huna told the Avankari, told the merchants for the Hadassim, when you buy a Hadassim from the Goyim, make sure that the Goyim cut the Hadassim, and then give it to you. So it should be Yish and Shini Rishus. Because Karkas ain't an exelus. Kolzman is Mechubal, the Karkas ain't an exelus. Stam Goyim are stealers. You have to be chayshid that maybe they stole the land from a Yid. So Mamel, it's not Nigzal until it's cut. If they cut it, so there's already Yish Bailam in their hands, and you get an Alsiyish and Shini Rishus. But if you cut it, so Mamel, it's Yish in your hands, so Mamel, you wouldn't be able to be Yitz in the Mitzvah with it. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? It's Yish in the hands of the Avankari, the merchants that cut it, and it's Shini Rishus in the customer's hands. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about for the Adasim that the merchants are going to use. For them, then they can't cut it because there wouldn't be Yish and Shini Rishus. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah Lulav HaGazel. So the Chayit is very schwer. If the Chayishish had stolen land, Ba'ifin, then you're not going to be Yitz in the midst of Dalad Minim. So what's the Gemara saying? Let the Avankari cut it. There'll be Yish in their hands and Shini Rishus in Lekeach hands. But that would be Gzela. Why would Gabi in the midst of Dalad Minim we're afraid that maybe it's stolen? And we want to make sure that there's Yish and Shini Rishus to be Yitz in the mitzvah, otherwise we're afraid you're not going to be Yitz in the mitzvah, maybe it's stolen. But for the Isser Gzela, we're not worried b'chlal. For the Isser Gzela, we say, let him cut it. Let him cut it, it'll be Yish and Shini Rishus in the other people's hands. What happened to the Isser Gzela? But the Fidus Yisayit from Reb Shimon and the Kunsh HaSveikas, and the Kunsh HaSveikas learns that Ritumim also saying this Yisayit. Gzela is Tali in the Mishpatim. In Hilchas Mishpatim, you can't say that the guy stole. You have no Marikama. He's the Muchzik. Even though a guy is a Grace of Ganav, it's very likely he stole, but so what? If no one's claiming this land, he's the Muchzik. In any Dintar, if a Yid would come and tell the guy, you stole my land, the guy wins the Dintar, hands down. He's the Muchzik, the Yid has no Raya, he wins. The male is no Chash Gzeil B'chlal. In Mishpatim, it's his. But for Dalad Minim, Mishpatim is not enough. For Dalad Minim, it has to belong to you. Belonging to an Ilchaz Mishpatim is not enough to be Eitz Dalad Minim. If Lamaisa didn't belong, if Kameshmaya Galia didn't belong to the Gayin, it's Gzeli not going to be Yitza. That's why you have to make sure that the Yish and Shini Rishus. So that's what the Tumim is medamit to Safik Mamzer. Not that Safik Gzeli is Mutter, Avad, it's not. But when the Hilchus Mishpatim says it's yours, even if Kameshmaya Galia it's his, and Lagabe other dinim would be considered his, and you wouldn't be able to be Yetzid Al Minim with it. But for Gzela, even if Kameshmaya Galia it's his, it's still not Gzela because in the Mishpatim it's yours. That's how I want to learn Pshat. That's how I knew Reb Shimon Shkop learns Pshat in the Sugya. And now back to the Sugya Abyssal. The Gemara says, again, like we said on the Mishnah, that Shar Shnogach HaSapara V'nim Su'ubi B'tzida, and you know there was a Negicha Sapara, you do not know if there was a Negicha Su'ubi. So on the Parah you pay the full Chatzi Nezek, but on the Ubi you just pay Reviya Nezek, half of the Chatzi Nezek. Because the Mishnah goes like the Man Liyama, Maman Amut B'Saf V'Chalk, and it goes like Sumchas. And Rav Yehuda Mishmuel said that the Chacham say Zek Klal Gadol B'Din Amaitz Mu'el V'Raya. And the Gemara says, why did Shmuel say Zek Klal Gadol B'Din? And the Gemara says that feel a nizik on bari a mazik on meshema a meitzim chel v'ray. Even if the nizik says, I know for sure it was mazik the uber, and the mazik has no idea, still he can't be teveya. You do not say bari v'shema bari yadif. So the Rishonim, Taisus first, and all the Rishonim speak about this, ask the following question: if our case is when the nizik says bari, and the mazik says shema. So what's the case exactly? Everyone understands that it was negeach the parah. That's clear. And the question is, was it negeach the uber? And the nizik says, yes, it was negeach the uber as well. And the mazik says, he does not know if the shor was negeach the uber or not. So that should be a classic case of meida b'miksas. Right? The nizik is... if the nizik would not be bari, then it wouldn't be meida b'miksas. He's not being tevei anything more. But if a nizik says, I'm a bari, I know for sure. So he's claiming, he's being teveya, both the para and the vlad. And the mazik is telling him, the para I agree with you, the para I acknowledge, but the vlad I don't know. So he's being made of an excess. He's agreeing to the para. And the vlad is saying he doesn't know. In the sheet of Mekavetsis it says, even if he's not a made of an excess, even if he doesn't know anything, but they ain't an excess. We have witnesses saying that it was the gayach, the para, they just don't know if the Uber was born yet or not. So we have Adam that say clearly that Miksas, and the other Miksas we don't have, and we have a clear claim on the other Miksas. So that's Adam and Miksas. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel, says that when you have witnesses on part of the claim, that's also like Maidim and Miksas. So Maidim and Miksas is Mechayev Eshvua. And when a person is Mechayev Eshvua and he doesn't know, he's an Eini Achal Yishav, he can't swear because he doesn't know. There's a rule, whenever he doesn't know, when he has a chiyav shuah, you say, so this is the case, someone comes and says, you owe me $100. Person says, I owe you 50 only, I know for sure, I don't owe you more than 50. So he has to make a shuah on the other 50, he's a meidim mixas. If he says, I know about 50, the other 50, I have no idea, so he can't make a shuah. So he has to pay the other 50. So here also, in the case where the nizik is bari and the mazik is shema, that should be mechui yeshua v'yachal shava. You should have to pay. Why would you say a mitzvah of a right? This is the kasha. So Taisus says three terutzim to the kasha. The first terutz is that this man, the Omer, is Shmuel. Shmuel actually does not hold of the yisoid mitarek shenichal shava mishalim. We pass in that way. We pass in like Rabbi Abba holds of it. Shmuel is the man, the Omer, that holds you. Do not say mitarek shenichal v'shav mishalim. So don't have a question. Shmuel himself, who doesn't hold the mitarek, he could say the case where the nizik says bari and the mazik says shema without having a problem mitarek shenichal v'shav mishalim. That's the first text. Sound like ene chanami, halacha l'maisa. If the nizik is knows that the para was killed with the uber, and the mazik doesn't know, halacha l'maisa, we don't pass like Shmuel, he wouldn't have to pay. Now the third teretz of Taisus, we'll get to the second teretz in a second. The third teretz of Taisus is a big yisayid mitaych. Now Taisus says that in order to have the din of mitaych shenichal l'shav mishalim, it's only when he should have known. He really should have known. If someone says you owe me $100, and he says I remember borrowing 50, but I do not remember if I borrowed another 50, or I know I still owe you 50, but I might have paid you back the other 50. These things, things that he really should have known, he had access to the information. On that, you say, mitarek shenichal l'shav mishalim. If he had absolutely no access to the information, then you do not. And the makar to this distinction, the makar to this chilek is that the Gemara's makar to mitayek shenechal hashav mashalim, the Gemara's makar to this rule that if someone's mechuyev shvu and he can't swear he pays, is from a drasha that goes like this. It says, shvu es Hashem tiyah ben shneim. The shvu is between the two of them. What's the diuk? There's a miyat ben shneim between the two of them. V'loy ben yarshim, and not between the yarshim of them. That means if someone says, your father owed my father money, and he says, and he's made the mixas, he does not have to make a shvu. So Mar says what? If we're talking about the case where he says he only owes them a half of the money, owes them $50, but not the other 50, so what's the difference, him and his father? Alamai, we're talking about the case where he said that he owes them 50, and the other 50 I don't know about. And in that case, the Yerushim don't have to make a shvu. So what would be the pshat that they themselves have to make a shvu? You don't make a shvu when you don't know. Elamai, the pshat is that you have to pay. So the Gemara there is clear that if he says, I know that he owes 50, and I know that he does not owe any more than 50, so there's absolutely no way to make a chiluk between him, the Yerushim, and the Baladinim themselves. And in that case, you do make a shvu. But in the case where he says, 50 I know, 50 I don't know, then the Yerushim would not have to make a shvu, which would automatically mean that they would not have to pay. And that's the raya when you don't have to make a shvu. Normally you have to pay, but by the Yerushim you don't have to pay. But again, if the Gemara does not want to understand the pasuk as Xeris HaKosav, it's dafka between the two of them, not between the Yerushim, because by Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, when he says, I know about 50, I don't know about the other 50. In that case, the Gemara says, we can't be Mamayit Yerushim, because what's the difference him, what's the difference Yerushim? So why when he says, Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, why when he says, I know about 50, I don't know about the other 50, then we make a chiluk. Just like by Chamshin Islay, Chamshin Leslay, we say we cannot make a chiluk. So by Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Yadana, what's the chiluk? Elamai, because by Lo Yadana is a difference between if you should have known, he himself, he should have known. Mashenk and the Yerushim. The Yerushim, there's no way they can know if the father owes money or not. They happen to know about half, but about the other half, they're not incumbent to know. How are they supposed to know whether the father owes it or doesn't owe it? That's what Taisus brings the Yisai, that if it's Lo Yahavale Lameid, there's no dinamitaich. So here also, the Mazik wasn't there. When his show was Mazik, he wasn't there. There's no way he could know if the Ubu was inside the Pyro or not inside the Pyro, because he wasn't there. He's Lo Yahavale Lameid, there's no dinamitaich. Many Rishayim say this Taisus, if you look in the Gai Sagra, Ois Aleph, he says the Rai Verus holds his teres, the Rosh, and Shar Paiskim, but the Rambam argues. The Rambam doesn't hold it as you say. The Rambam holds the same Yitayek Shein Chol HaShav Mishalim, even in the case of Lahavli Lameda. That's its own separate sugya. But what I want to focus on is Taisa's second teres, Taisa's middle teres, where he says, a Yisayid, and this is going to teach us, Gavaldi Yisayid is about the Inyan of Knas. What's Taisa's second teres? Taisa says, here we're dealing with Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek, the Gemara says at the end of the first parak, is a Knas. It's actually a Machlekes there, but that's what we're passing. Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. So Taisa says you can't have a Chiyuv Shvua by Knas. Because if the whole point of a Chiyuv Shvua is to get him to admit it. Here, even if he admits it, he's Pater. So what is the point of a Chiyuv Shvua? There can't be a Chiyuv Shvua by Knas. You can't have Yitayek Shnei Chol HaShav Mishalim by Knas because there can't be a Chiyuv Shvua by Knas. Someone comes to someone and he says, you owe me kefil. You owe me kefil because you stole from me an item. It was worth $100. You paid back the item. So I'm not claiming the item, but you owe me the kefil. You owe me the kefil of the item because the ganav has to pay kefil, has to pay double. He says, you know, the item was only worth $50. So I agree I have to pay $50 of kefil, but not the other 50. Now, would he have to make a shvu on the other 50? What's the point? If he admits readily to the other 50, he also doesn't have to pay it. It's a knas. Maid of a knas potter. So why would he have to make a shvu? Someone says, your shar was mazik my para with an uber. He says, no, he was mazik my para, but he was not mazik the uber. I was there. It's bari ubari. I was there. He was not mazik the uber. Would he have to make a shvur to that? Why? Even if he admitted that he was Mazik Duber, he wouldn't have to pay. Maid b'knas pater. So why would he have to make a shvur? Therefore, he can't say mitayek shnei chol hashav mishal. That's Taisa's second teretz. So shtaltzacher b'kivega, that's such a good teretz. What's the pshat in the other Rishayim and the Taisa's first teretz and third teretz? Why does everyone discuss that you should say Mitarech Shen Chal Shavim Mishalim? In our case is clearly a case of Knas. Says it's a deichik to say that we want to also shtim it like the man named Palganizka Mamena, the man named we know in Paschal. Like, our case is a case of Knas. Why should there be a Chiyav Shvuah by Knas? A Chiyav Shvuah is to get you to be made by Mammon. If you made the Achayev, it makes sense to have a Chiyav Shvuah. By Knas, how could you have a Chiyav Shvuah? So, the Chakira is, what's the Pshat in Mitarech Shen Chal Shavim Mishalim? What's the Pshat in that? You could say in one of two Eifanim. You could understand Mitarech Shen Chal Shavim Mishalim is that whenever the Torah says it's a Chiyav Shvuah, it starts from the Chiyav Shvuah. You have a Chiyav Shvuah. You have to make a Shvuah. Now, if for some reason you don't make a Shvuah, even if you can't make a Shvuah, even if it's not your fault, you don't know. It's not completely not your fault because you should have known, but somehow you don't know. Or other reasons why you can't make a Shvuah. So, because you can't make a Shvuah, so the Chiyav Shvuah is going to cause that you have to pay. But it starts in the fact that there's a Chiyav Shvuah. That's one way you can understand it. But you could also understand the other way. That any situation of a Chiyav Shvuah really is a Chiyav Mamon. Someone's made the B'miksas, he really owes the other Miksas. There's an Eid Echad, which is Mechayev Shvuah, that's really enough for Mamon. Navas. It's not really a Chiyav Mamon, because you have an option, you have a way to make it Ois Chiyav Mamon, by making the Shvuah. But if you don't make the Shvuah, so I can Mechayev your Mamon straight away. So that's the aside of the question of Taisus. Taisus Kasha, Rishaynim's Kasha. The Rishaynim understood, of course there's no Chiyav Shvuah by Knas. Be'etzem there'd be no Chiyav Shvuah by Knas. The whole point of a Shvuah is, in order to get you to be Maida, and Maida be Knas is Pater. The aside of what they're asking is, the Balt is a Din Mitayich. The Din Mitayich could be understood as that really every Chiyav Shvuah is already a Chiyav Mamon. Now the Shvuah could Pater you. So that would apply to Knas as well. The Chiyav Shvuah is a Chiyav by Knas also. It's a Chiyav Mamon by Knas. That would apply to Knas as well. And then Memela, you wouldn't be able to make a Shvuah. And Memela, you'd have to pay the money. So Taisa's first teretz that we said, that Shmuel doesn't hold a Mitaych. It's not the pshat that according to Shmuel, if you would have denied it, you'd have to make a Shvuah. Of course you wouldn't have to make a Shvuah. Why would you have to make a Shvuah? Even if you admit it, you potter. So how come when you deny it, you'd have to make a Shvuah? It doesn't make sense. But the aside is like this. Only if you hold a Mitaych, we could say that a Chiyav Shvuah is essentially a Chiyav Mamon with a way out by making a Shvuah. But if you hold like Shmuel doesn't hold the Mitaych altogether. He doesn't hold the whole concept of Mitaych Shnei Chal HaShavim Mishalim. So all you would have is a Chiyav Shvuah here. And then, of course, you wouldn't have also because it's Knas. And then Taisa says the second Teretz, even if you do hold the Mitaych, in the second Teretz, Mitaych is not the sign that Be'etzim you have a Chiyav Mamon, there's a Shvuah could get you out of it. Fakert. Be'etzim all there is a Chiyav Shvuah. Now, once you have a Chiyav Shvuah, then, al yidei not swearing, that turns it into a Chiyav Mamon. So, beknas, the Chiyav Shvuah doesn't start. Even if you do all the Mitaych, the Chiyav Shvuah doesn't start, so mel, there won't be a Chiyav Mamon. That's Rebbe Kveiga learns very geschmack, the two tzadim here. The other terutzim ataisis, the Rishaynim with the other terutzim hold, that any time there's a situation of Chiyav Shvuah, maybe a mixer, say echad, whatever the case may be, that's really a Chiyav Mamon. So that would work by Knas as well. Now the Chiyav Shvuah could get around the Chiyav Mamon, but if Mitarech Shnei Chal HaShavah, you're back to the Chiyav Mamon. That's only like the Man Yama that holds the Mitarech Shnei Chal HaShavah Mishalim. And Taisa's second Taisa says, no, even the Man Yama Mitarech Shnei Chal HaShavah Mishalim, it has to start with the Chiyav Shvuah. It doesn't start with the Chiyav Mamon. So by Knas, where Chiyav Shvuah doesn't apply, because why should he have to make a Shvuah? The whole Shvuah is that it should be made by Knas's Potter. So Mela, there won't be a Chiyav Mamon even by Mitaych. Now the Stipler here, in Simulam Gimel, he pretty much says the same Shtickle Torah, but then he says another big Ha'ara. He says, there's a Machlokes Rishonim if Migoy helps by Knas. He says, there's a Ravid in Sefer Schus, in the third parak of Ksuvis, and the Ramban there have an argument about this. And the Ramah that the Torah brings in Simon Shin Tzadik Tes holds like the Ravid. This is the Shiloh. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon something in Knas. At least that's what Shimon's claim is. And Shimon doesn't have Edom. But Shimon goes and he grabs something that belongs to Reuven. and no one knows that he grabbed it. And Reuven comes to claim his item that Shimon grabbed, and Shimon said, you know, I did grab it, I admit it, but I grabbed it because you owe me knas, and I have a migui. I could have said I didn't grab it. So in that case, let's say Reuven would owe Shimon money. Shimon has a claim, Reuven owes him $100. Shimon goes and grabs an item worth $100 from Reuven, and no one knows that Shimon grabbed it, except for Reuven. Reuven comes to Bezdin and claims, Shimon stole my item, it's worth $100. Shimon tells the Bezdin, it's true, I did take his item worth $100, but I want you all to know that Reuven owes me $100. I don't have any proof that he owes me $100, I have no edim. But then again, Reuven has no proof that I stole it. So I'm neman to say he owes me $100 and I could keep his item, meaning that I could have said I don't have his item altogether. That applies to Mammon. Now what about by Knas? Let's say Shimon's claim is that Reuven owes him kefil or chatzi nezek or something that's a knas. Could he grab an item? Could he hold on to the item he grabs, but meager that he could have said he didn't grab it, with this claim that he owes him knas? So the Ramban says he could. But the Ravid and the Ramah and the Turisim and Shin Tzadik Tes agrees to him. They say that by mammon, which is an actual chiyuv, so then, you know, fine, you could keep it, you could get away with it. You claim that there's a chiyuv, fine. But knas is not a chiyuv. If it is edim, then bezin's mechayiv you. But since it's halacha meidib knas pater, that means you're not mechayiv by yourself. You're only mechayiv if bezin's mechayiv you. So bezin says, if you don't have edim, he owes you the knas, even if kameh shmaya gal, he does owe you the knas, he doesn't owe you anything. Because without edim, it doesn't start. Knas is an einish that we give to someone if there's edim. So you certainly can claim the knas no matter what. Even if your side of the story is correct, and now you admitted you took the thing from him, you have to give it back. So here's the question. Is knas the pshat that you are mechuyiv to pay the knas? There's just the halacha meidib knas is pater, but a migli or some other way that bezdin will be mechayiv knas is good enough? Or no? Knas, if you don't have edim and bezdin has a vadei chiyuv, so that means there is no chiyuv knas, and the migli wouldn't help to get the knas. Reb Shimon Shkop brings a similar machleik as Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam shita is, whenever it is a suffix, even though you go bust to the muchzik, but tak fakai and aim at siyim miyadai. So the Rambam, in all cases where the Gemara ends up with a suffix, the Rambam says the halacha is that he keeps the money, but if the other guy's typhus, the other guy can keep the money. We mentioned this earlier in the shir. So the Ravid says by mammon he could agree with the Rambam. By mammon he could agree that any taku in the Gemara, the din is imtafas lemefkinan, the halacha is that he could keep the money. If the other guy is typhus, the other guy can keep the money. But by knas, if we don't know that he's chayiv knas, so that means he's zecha not chayiv knas. We can't be mechayiv knas misafik, and mamel there is no chayiv knas. So mamel imtafas avada mefkinamine. By mammon, if kamishmaye gali owes the mammon, it's his mammon. So if he was typhus, and we don't know one way or the other, so we let him keep it. By knas, even if kamishmaye gali owes the knas, but knas doesn't work that way. Knas, you need a chiyuv bezdin, so mele, Yizicha doesn't owe the knas. So Reb Shimon Shkop explains, this is the shaila, does knas become like a regular chiyuv mammon, just made the knas is pater, or knas is an einish, and you need a vadai to make the einish of knas? So the stipula tain is, this is another reason why you wouldn't say mitayich by knas. We mentioned one reason because mitayich starts with a chiyuv shvua and it's not possible to have a chiyuv shvua by knas because the whole chiyuv shvua is only in order to make him mimayda, mayda by knas is pater. But that we counter with the svar that no, that maybe the chiyuv shvua be'etzim is a chiyuv mammon, just he can get out of it with the shvua, and that might apply by knas as well. Now the stipler is bringing up another nekuda. That knas be'etzim in an edim. Amigo doesn't help by knas. We brought from Reb Shimon, perhaps tfisa of sveikus won't help by knas. So perhaps a chiyuv shvua can't be mechayev a knas. A chiyuv shvua is like amigo. It's something which Bezin could use to mechayev mammon. It's not edim. We don't know for sure that he did it. He loses in Bezin unless he makes a shvua. Maybe that would only apply by mammon, where if kamish mayagali owes it, it's his. Mashenge by knas, if you don't have edim, all you have is a schiyev shua. So even though in dine mammonist, you can mechayev mammon unless he makes a shua, but that's only because klapi shmaya, klapi emes, he'd be mechayev. By knas, without edim, stam doesn't start. So the Steibel of Emes, and he compares this idea of mitaych, even if you say that a chiyuv shu is a chiyuv mamon, to a case like migoy, to Reb Shimon Shkop's case by tfisa by sveikis. It's one big shaila. The shaila is, how does knas work? Does knas work mamish like mamon? Knas is a chiyuv. There's one exception. Knas has a peculiarity that a moida b'knas, we don't accept the hida. Bezin has to come up with the mechayiv of knas on its own. If the mechayiv of knas is coming, al pi, the one who's mechayiv, that doesn't work, we're not mechayiv him knas. But if we have any other way to mechayiv him knas, through migoy, through tvisa by sveikis, through the parish of mitayich shenichal l'shav mishalim, if you're going to say that be said it's a chiyiv mamon, just a shrua could counter it. So all these would apply to knas, because these are not eidah. This would all apply to knas as well. Mashenkin, the other side is no. Knas is b'chlal not a chiyiv. Knas is an einish. When we know for sure he's chayiv a knas, we paskin a chiyiv knas, then he becomes mechayiv. Before that, he's b'chlal not mechayiv. So miga wouldn't work, and tfisa wouldn't work, and mitayich also wouldn't work. Yeah, it's a machalikas v'shainim. Now, Rav Shimon Shkop asks a gevaldige kasha. Lemaisa in the Mishnah here, it's mavur, that according to Sumchas, that holds that by Jordu Amayin is a din yachleiku, there's also a din yachleiku by knas. So bishleim if you naman, that amiga works by knas, that tfisa by sveikas work by knas, that mitayich shenichal l'shav mishalim could work possibly by knas. So who a din according to Sumchas, that's also a din in mamon, it's a din in sveikas. Mamun amut b'safa chalkin. Now it applied to knas as well. That's not made to b'knas. He's not made it to anything. That's a din. Bezin sees the safik. They pass in echleiku. That sack would apply to knas as well. But if you're going to say that miga doesn't work by knas, and tfisa doesn't work by knas, and mitayich shenichal sham doesn't work by knas, because all these things are Bezin's idea, how Bezin gives mamin, how Bezin looks at the mamin. But it's not a vaday. By knas, if you don't have a vadechi of knas al yidei edim, the mechayiv of knas doesn't start. So why should Jordan Reiner work by knas? Why should they be din mamun mutar b'safek cholkin by knas? Right? We don't know what happened. It's a suffik. The suffik is a din. It's a din in dine mamunis, like the din of muchzik or whatever the case may be. That we say cholkin, like we explained to you in Marech before about it. But that's not that in ancient this wouldn't work. We don't know. Other rabbi, we're misupik. We wouldn't say cholkim mechay gavna. So why wouldn't you say the same svara? Hey, yes, we don't have edim that is chayiv a knas. So klape emes is not chayiv a knas. Even if the shor was negeich lobe, is not chayiv a knas because we don't have edim for it. And knas only works by mechayiv edim. As I frekt of Shimon Shkop, he much is very stark. He blames the tzarchian. He says the shikol teretz, but it's hard to understand the chilik between the drordim and mine according to sumchas that you'd say even by knas. And migoy or tfisa or mitaych that you wouldn't say by knas, but tzarechian. That's Reb Shimon's kasha on the Indian.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.